please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Mike Patton. Nice to meet you.
How did it go? We're in Wild Rock. You just played on the stage. How did it go?
It was nice. I think we confused a lot of people, but that's sometimes pretty fun in itself.
You saw a lot of strange faces, or?
Yeah. But they seemed pretty happy.
There were a couple of guys standing next to me and saying, there are a lot of stops in the music. I don't follow it anymore. But a lot of people just stood and watched.
With a mouth open.
That's great. That's what more can you ask for? If you make people leave, that's not a good thing. And sometimes if they stay and they're really happy, that's not a good thing either. You need to keep them on their toes. Yeah. Keep them thinking.
How are the reactions on other festivals?
Similar, but this one's really heavy metal festival. We don't usually play this kind of festival, so.
Is it straight for you then?
Yeah, it's funny. When we drove in today, we were like, oh boy.
It's gonna
What's
suck.
What's gonna happen tonight? They're gonna hate us. Yeah. But they were fine.
Can you tell something about
we
the history?
We have enough of the elements that keep them interested, at least. If you hate one thing that's going on, like right now, stay around for maybe 3 or 4 seconds and it'll be different. So.
Can you tell something about the history of Fantomas? Why did you decide
this kind of stuff?
I didn't decide. I just started writing this kind of music and realized I better put a band together. I write music every day. It's a part of my life, like brushing my teeth or going to the bathroom. So I started writing a bunch of stuff, and I thought it needed to see the light of day, so I decided to put together a band to realize it. And I got lucky because I chose some good people, and they understood what I wanted. So I got lucky.
They all said yes to the project. They all said, okay.
Yeah. And they all understood what I wanted to do. So that's. I was afraid that sometimes when you have something so personal like this, you don't know if people will understand it. So I'm happy that these guys wanted to play with me.
You played the demo versions first? You played it all the instruments?
I don't really play it.
That's probably why the music sounds like it does. Short pieces. I'm not really a player. But you know, I do it with machines and little tricks, and I made a demo really rough so they could understand what I meant. So.
And when was that?
Maybe two and a half years ago.
After Split of Fate and More?
No, during. Yeah, during our last record, I started writing this stuff and started talking to other members, and I've always played in more than one band, and it just feels natural, feels good to me, so I always do it.
New album, Director's Cut. Can you explain something about that?
It's sort of a record of covers, but we really screwed them up, so we kind of made them into our own music, and that's what I was trying to do. And yeah, that's about it. I think it's a good pause in context of our music, which is really difficult. This is much easier, and I think it's good. Like in our set today, we play a few of our own songs, just and then go to something really nice and easy. So you need to have dynamic.
Why did you choose to do cover songs from soundtracks?
Big fan of films and big fan of film music. And I thought that our approach would lend itself real easily to some of that music.
When did you start writing or just listening to?
I've just been listening to that stuff for years, and I started thinking, you know, about it more in terms of a live thing. Like, oh, I want to play some special songs only live. And they were so fun. And we screwed them up so much that all of a sudden I said, well, we had 3 or 4. I'll make it, you know, I'll do a few more. And then a few more. And then all of a sudden we had 12. And I was like, sounds like a record.
It's so, kind of cool.
Yeah.
You also played a cover of Al Green.
I introduced it in my black metal voice.
Al Green.
You like him?
Al Green.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible singer.
You're busy on a couple of projects. Can you tell something about those? Next coming is Tomahawk.
Oh, yeah. Tomahawk will be out in October. Finished recording. And
what does it sound like?
It's kind of like a fucked up, interesting rock band. But it's still very... I think it's challenging, but it's a little more straight. Much more straight than Fantomas. So...
Can you compare it to other bands?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it sounds a little bit like Jesus Lizard because the guitar player came from Jesus Lizard. And he wrote all the music. But also at times it sounds, you know, real ambient and strange, almost like maybe Ernst's in the Neubauten or something. And it's interesting. It's fun. I think it's nice. But still, at the end of the day, it's pretty tough guy music.
Are you going on tour with that band also?
Yeah. I don't know when we're going to come to Europe, but...
Why not?
Well, because...
It's dried
out. We're not going to tour until November in the States. And then, you know, December I'm busy, January I'm busy, so maybe sometime next year.
You're also doing some other projects?
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
always
Peeping Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I'm starting to record it when I get back in 3 weeks, when I get home. And it's sort of my version of pop music, but sort of mixed with hip-hop and lots of weird stuff.
You're a busy guy.
I try. I have no life.
Oh, of course.
That's all I do. That's all.
You're making music, pretty difficult music. Why is that?
No, I wish I did know, because I would... If I knew, I'd be off probably doing it right now instead of sitting around talking to you.
That's pretty shitty, huh?
It feels normal to me. It feels natural, and I like to feel busy. I like to have things around me going on and things coming up in the future. So I don't like empty space in front of me.
You're also an actor. Mike Patton is an actor.
No, please.
What did you do?
I haven't done anything.
Two films?
No, they asked me to do two films, and I said yes.
But you didn't do it.
Shit.
When does it start?
They said June, and then they pushed it back to July. And I mean, these people are even worse than music business people. I mean, they're like...
Promises and...
Yeah, yeah. And they start promoting something before there's even a product. So literally, they're selling an idea. They're not selling a record or a... So, I said yes to these projects because I thought they would be interesting. And I never got an offer like that before, so I said, why not? I'll try it. And it could be fun. It'll be worth a laugh.
What's your role?
On the Dennis Hopper one, I'm just some gangster guy. I don't really say much. And then in the Italian movie, I'm a pimp.
And the other films? Amnesiac or something?
Amnesia, yeah, yeah. That's the Italian movie.
You also have a record label.
Yeah.
What bands are on it?
Kid 606. The Melvins have done some records. Phantomas. X-Girl. Merita Powell.
How's it going?
Good. It's going really good. It's nice. It's a good
strange
band. Well, it's a strange label. I did not want to... The world doesn't need another label putting out mainstream garbage. I thought that it'd be nice to start a place where bands didn't have anywhere else to go. They could come to us. So...
How do you search for those bands? Or
they just either through friends or through demos sometimes. Traveling, you meet people. All directions. Just keep your ears open, and there's good stuff out there. But sometimes it's difficult to find. But that's your responsibility. If you're in the music, then you got to keep your ears open. If you don't, you're an idiot.
We haven't heard something about you after the Faith No More split.
It was no problem. It was easy.
Why did you decide?
Because we were starting to make bad music. And that's when you need to pull the plug. Our next record would have been piece of shit. And we knew that. And it's too easy in this business sometimes to keep going. Because you got a money machine behind you. You've got a lot of people that are making money off you who are giving you really bad advice. Saying, keep doing the music, keep doing it, and your label's offering you a lot of money, and it's very easy to just kind of swallow it and say, okay, I'll do it. I'll fake it. And, you know.
You don't feel fine.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I got better things to do. I'd rather, you know, sell less records and be happy, and it really than be some dinosaur that's, you know, trying to live in the past. It's pathetic.
Have you spoken to the guys after work?
Sure. Talk to them, you know, every now and then.
What are those guys doing right now? I know Billy has his own label.
Billy has a label, and he's doing some, you know, producing different bands and stuff like that. And I think he's starting a new band, which I think actually is pretty cool.
What's it called?
It's called Castro Sinatra.
Is it with the old guitarist?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's nice. What else? Roddy, the keyboard player, has got his own band. He's playing with them. And Puffy's whoring himself around to any band that'll take him.
What are the next plans for Phantom?
Finish this tour, 3 weeks. Then we have a few weeks off. Then we go to Australia, do a short tour on our own, and then we come back to the States and do some touring in September. We might tour with Tool.
Yeah. With Phantom?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
They're strange guys. We just played with them last week, and they in Germany. And they were really nice, and they came and saw us, and Buzz is friends with them. And they said, maybe we'll do some touring in September. And I said, sure, why not?
It's kind of cool offer.
It's nice. We'll be like the Yin and Yang concert. They play 20-minute songs. We play 20-second songs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.